Taita ita ola Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boom. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to our youth program Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again lamhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, uProfessor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma pula nema rand, anzi na Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory if you got the message?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation. And you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about the national currency, what we've removed with the basket of currency, we've removed them, and our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg, or American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I won't ban our stocks. Who keep our stocks? And there's no crime in keeping our stocks.
All right. Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachange vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachange vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash changochinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefenyura pamasai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu internet tiri kutepfenyura pane ma webpage edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, we're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com, and we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda iFacebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwi phela zilukandaba, musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa, kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no uwandu hwedu.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utshawara neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, @BigMike3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa pama page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa ma page edu, amofarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube achianaunsa achiti aiwa nyika yedu haichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbo makasa, chimbo mira nekuti haichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman, anana businesswoman seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika, Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya irimo mugango mainzwa, mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, makasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara, nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti pekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisupporta. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi, inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti havana kuti mabond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuuyiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuscrapwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanhu ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inhangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge vamutuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government, I think at one point the police. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mutuli Ncube seem to have made 180 degrees of Professor Mutuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path where this matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? Practically,
right.
Almost everything is imported.
Vachoto regaini mbukubata ipa mromo nditore mteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndambovere nga ma comments ewa teereri edu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka achi mbukubata ipa mtare nditore mteereri anditba. All right, utabolo kone kutwini, lukanya ngani uluya chisa, kutwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona, kutwa ngaule mali ya kwa manyamazwe, bond pula, I think city bond, pula rand US dollar pansi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli, sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, we kutanga apina mjirongwa, ndiyana aripari nari.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zurufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
njalo. Hayi, siphilile baba, ngibani okhonekwe ngwena?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilile mfowethu.
Udabule khona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, singisithi bond, nxa ule yusa, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibona ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa kwi-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision kwi-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, wonke into leyo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina yi-economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologists amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So pithi into ezivabheke amanzi, so silama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-lecturer professor abazingcitshi ekwenzeni izinto lezi ababizwa, inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education yeZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende ulezi gwenxa uzahlalele ezi gwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso pithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi engihlala ngutsho, uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector yeZimbabwe isile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo
epompa igazi mile imali isekhulethe omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha B ayithatha C ayibole ku D ayicupha njalo njalo imali isekhulethe sese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lo mzakho omunye ioxygen omunye igazi abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there is no life ungakhiphi igazi there is no life kuhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele ke baba Ndlovu ngumuntu ongisakhulayo na
ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku-disability portfolio sithi thina even nanxa ngiyi-42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena isikolo samarginalize ngawukhethi nangena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uyasuspecta 12 years from 42 kusho ukuthi nge-32 angizezwanga ngayezwa umumo elizwe so ngiyi-youth engaboniwe emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele nzima kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ekhluphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje naba abone yasibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abone bathwele nzima kula ma talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwane ezizibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshela ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi okuyizinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenza izinyo izinto bona ukhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona biko phela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilele izweni how are you surviving bafo how
ukuzima baba siphila ngegod's grace kuja kubudgeteki uyisikuya family person abantwana sehle ukuthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bekwazi lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu ncane yathi isicathulo sami sesibobokile can you imagine kuyasikhathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangile zilo ukuthi I would need to pass I need to read o Shakespeare impass ngibe yilinguist but that zilo has just vanished
hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini thank you ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
baba. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe ngundlovu undlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizwe nibabuza ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto Tendai uchiripo parunarera
ndiripo
right manzi wazwa zvitaurwa navandlovu here kana ndombokutsana ngurai
ndisana ngurire
right Ndlovu was making a lot of points there the first one being he finds it very important that before government makes decisions they need to consult all stakeholders you of course being part of the business community elizweni were you guys consulted or makango mukao zvakungonzi no more usa no more pula no more rand
there was no consultation I actually found it on a I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Hope Yoshimono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy. According to Professor Mkilinode, using the U.S. dollar. But however, I think he is actually, this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-current regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes. Mm-hmm. But I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. And you know, Mumteri Parunare, but regarding the Kubunze, one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually Manzwazwa Tawro na Mnangagwa, he was saying it's very important for any country in the world to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, Nema Yusa, Nema Rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru sakuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed, but it is the right thing to have a currency, but the currency should be backed by production, but we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, regarding to them tereri wachoto, then rukuzoka kwa muri. Rukuzo ndine mtereri, ekwe ngweni, kola kola mtereri, mapinda mchirongwa, mbanoko na ekwe ngweni. Mtereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani?
What right here?
Mushe, mkoma haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Ni mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama tupinda mchirongwa, tino mkamchire?
Tapinda. Imita merina hondo kwa re, nangirire, yes, tisa, nauri farira, because nukemu matambo, because yes, right now, tika tarisa. Kutuwa tisa, kutuwa tarisha, ndiga, ato tisha, ndiga. My pride, my show people, I feel because Vaguda was tear up any red, but one of the engage US for the year of a break market. But as you shan't, what is in the group in the Mika? The Baguns is running the forex, but I'm the forex as it got up China Munika and Connor's name sorrow. The local part is to our own boy pass.
Zvino mukoma ngoni ndimi kamuri pa ground apa kuZimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wongu kurama kwawo because vakati asati vashandi vese chikara zvireta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosva zhinji akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira $20 nema $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezirofu zvekare takanzwa Mutuli Ncube achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dhora kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here izvi? Hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Haini handibvumirina kuti bondi isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, there is some stabilize. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is a good job. At this case, the U.S. is not going to stabilize.
Ai, watakunza zvaka. Naka mkoma mkoni, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week, and this.
Ava itabaza.
Right, zvulukandaba liyamuzwa nangu munumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wetu uta hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende anzi izwakayitwa na hulumende. This notion that was done by government, I pansi, I don't support it. Ngati zokere kuna wachoto tanzwa kuti ari kuti mkoma choto mchiripo parunare. Right, vati rari kupinda mchirongo ari kuchema ari kuchema. Ndamboverenga imwe comment apa pa page redu re VOA Ndebele. Munhu abvunza mvunzo wakanaka zvikurusa. Vandibvunza nyaya yema foreign banks aya munhu andiri munhu wese anga pane vanhu angava nema bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne mari yekunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Hmm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro account. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's FCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panya imwe chete your forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to South Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenube said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it still has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge, to say how are they going to fund that. And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars, and I think the big players they took a position. I won't mention names, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in an instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, I mean, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But rigged, that is no support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubate ipamromo, nditore umuom tereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zulutaro na Tendai. Matter of confidence. Anzivanu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateriredu, are you confident? +1202-465-0318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ugusifonela live. Ekwe ngweni, lingene lani gutlelo. Live on air. Lingasifonela gutse ingo. Inombolongo. +1202-619-2077. Kwa tuangyezo anjalo ugusi. Sengilomulaleli ekwe ngweni. Kola kola mtereri. Mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zurufambe.
Eh, makasimbe rukwa Mike.
Ah, mushe mushe. Aripar nari apandian.
Ntozi kuto. Ngomba ndriku fona ndripa mesina.
Eh, mkoma gomba waruku mesina uko. Zurufambe yereku mesina.
Ah, pakaipa, pakaipa.
Ndimi ka muru kunze kwe nyika. Anzi, marienyu ya muru kunze. Aicha shande mnyika. Munoti inazo izos.
Nyai ripondi yuko tiba mturi mwe wakangu fana nene munu arukunu wa matiri chie msoro yuwa chizwa mudumbu nukuti yuko tarapantiri kita ndiko kutapana zara unya suzati chishiro mbiti kapashu hiti nikula yuko kuti nyai yuko dona kemari Zimbabwe shaka tanga muna 2001 wasika toku ziyo kutikira kushanda maa US dola kana ziwa mari ziku zunyi kanditi ya kushika tashuka muna 2008 kuburiza ni inclusive ndio zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari ku America ni dzimwe mari dzatesha dzemaranzi iri nyaya kurakedza kumotsedza upfumi saka sofa vamutuli ndandiswa kwedziwe mari dzikune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonza economy asi iri nyaya industry kuti munyika muna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi
taakushandisa bond taakushandisa RTGS taakushandisa eco cash todi kuti tirendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Ah, kuti nyika igoleke endera mberi chachirungodiwa chete nyaya kuti endera mberi chashandisa mari dziri dzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya yepercent yavaitora iye vari kutoziva ndo vakauraya nyika vanhu ivava ndo zvekare vava kutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vangava kutanga kusimuka nemari yeku dzimwe nyika saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzevanhu ivo vaka vana muchuri nivava bhondo havatombodibata
saka imi ndozangu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaita pakutongwaomera mona saka mhino kuti ivo vachazofambisawo sei asi haipapa pakatooma asigonogamuchirika zviri nyoresvo.
Aiwa mkoma gomba takunzwai zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongo.
Ndinotenda ndimoramba uchindifonerawo togopota tichitaurawo.
Aiwa musatye mukoma chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka handiti.
Handika maita basi.
Right, udabalo khona egodwini mtswakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle lizwile kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomule umlaleli thine umomthereri abva kupinda pachirongwa tinotenda vagomba. Kola kola mtereri abva kupinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunari. Ye mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndi Robert ari kutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa ndiri kuona kuti muri ku South Africa uko muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri ku Rustenburg.
Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza maranzi enyu haticha hanzi chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work.
Asi mkoma Robert VP mkoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadii.
Unaona nyaya iri kudzinga wajonga dei kuti mseu kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurava ichokwadi kuti motokari takayadhopta for a reason takayadhopta nekuda kwekodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti mumamotari ndiyo ai kustretch out ndaekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakata sana mutiriuyo ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka I remember takapinge tina vasimba makoni sometime takauta vana gono mukugunhimu reservebank muya muya but vanhu iya vane njere dzavo dzakapinza izvozvo wanti vapinda mugavenment yezanupia kuchet hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa iri mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asiise vanhu imi semaonero andoita ndeyekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market dredi ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanonda ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonero andiri kuita imi inhaho ndotinonzi chamutengure chamutawa nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamusana abereka vamwe ndiani pakadai apo
haiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handiti
zvakanaka I thank you so much
right nangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi loko kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda ai nguva dzinomhanya mani nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 837 kunoko kuAmerica 237 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts now not so long ago Minister of Energy and Power Mr. Fortune Chassie himself echoed sentiments wachiti nyika yedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power this is something that's affecting entrepreneurs young entrepreneurs and everyday people elizweni let's take a look as they tell us more
Rajivinya kutsangana zvakanyanya nekuti currently majete zvinari kuenda na 5 achingodzoka kuma 19 manero saka time yekusenza is about 67 hours overnight masikati kazhinji tinenge tisina majete so as a result tichadza kunyatsodeliver basa redu kumaclients edu because hatisi kukwanisa kunyatsomanyuka basa redu intime
kuti tibike chaiko kana kuti mwana adye porridge makuseni tine zvida magetsi kuti iwewo mai udye kuti udini zvese zvokuita saka magetsi every day tinenge tisina kana magetsi techingori murima sei zvamuri kuona izvozvo zvikatojaira zviri zvokuverenga vana havachatoverengika kondaiwanepi mari yekuti ndatenga kendru ndatenga kuti zvikuni zvacho hazvizobudi nekuti nzva zvakatoma kendru racho rodhura zvei huni dzaizodhura saka kutoverenga kwevana chaiko kwakutoramba kutonetsa vaakungotamba mumastriti umu tozongovadedzawo vachipinda mumba kwachena kwakwatovata
utaba lukhona egudwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga kuhlelizwe umnumzana wokuqala yena sisithi ugesi luyahamba ngo-5 bese lubuya hayi during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe iclock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulo gesi lizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma esithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hayi liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angiselayo imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read nantu dabulu khona egudwini isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika Hanzi kuzimbabwe zvino hazvina kumira mushe asi nezuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vakaintroducer vakati nyaya yenyu yekuuya nemayusa yekuuya nemapula nekuuya nemarand chimbomirai woo makasa hamuchakwanisi kuzvishandisa hanzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti pandakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it wotwa you can't use it to trade elizweni wotwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA nebond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ishukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize kodwa elizweni when you're buying ishukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise i-local currency nantu tabalu khona egudwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezvekusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate namagetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike. Zviri sei?
Mushe, Mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata-bata, ungoona nyudzi dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatendai choto, navo he's a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une USA, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Waakufanira kuenda kubank onochinja mari yako obata bond obata RTGS ouya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi sevechidiki varuta zvemabhizinesi muri kuzvitambirawo sei munyika
izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo inodautika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafanana nezim dollar yobva yariintroducing zim dollar back into the system as be so currency in a monocurrency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne zim dollar rachona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti tiaccept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
Asi imi sevechidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vachotovambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuzimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to zimbabwe imi sevechidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa station 142 of 2019 yakati yala ichiintroducea zvekutiita zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achajwe in US ozoretwa into bond saka indinogona kungoudza munhu kuti service yangu i20 US iye uzonibhadhara equivalent ye20 US in bond that is the only strategy inenge iripo but tichishandisa maprizes eus
All right, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare vamagetsi nditange ndidzokere kuna vachoto tinzwe kuti vanoti vachoto muchiripo parunare rapo. Mr. Choto.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right, nyaya confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hanzi introduction. Zira yavaka unzao nyaya yekuti hapachi sina nyaya yekushandisa ma multi-currencies munyika. Vaka iwo vanoti nemaundo avo it's illegal. Is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing or what he did per se legal? Is he allowed to do that? To just wake up and isati shade takushandisa currency.
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that this will make things very difficult for people to maneuver. And I agree with my colleague, what you were saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired because it's almost like one has just to have come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regarding Bate Pamromo Bachoto and Ditorem Tereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But regarding Ditorem Tereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola kola mtereri, ndukunza otma Afrika parunare, usukona, usungeni leguselo, apinda mchirongwa ndia.
Ndito mati nyashan.
Ndia nari parunare?
Thomas Nyashan, Gaborone, Botswana.
Dumelang Thomas, okay?
Litera.
Thank you so much. Welcome. Walena Thomas. What's your opinion on everything happening in Zimbabwe?
Okay, Mkoma Jonga. Nyaya ingilipo ipachena ipabolo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because makanzotarira vanhu ana mutoriniwe vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujeri for 10 years, vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda nhasi uno akudzoka neyekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chokwadi chavari kuda vanoda kukorekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Akhore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda unosiya kubank kana wasiya kubank handi muri kuona kuti yezve zvati na mavalue change munyika yeZimbabwe. Zvese zvakavhariswa, why? Just because those people, they're trying by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union. For all these are the local guys. Nevese vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamisa nhasi uno muchazo nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency achibva kunze kwenyika achange yaungopita mabhengi achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakatawana mutoriniwe kuti uprofesa wavo uprofesa chaivo chaivo, nokuti uprofesa chaivo chaivo anatoziva ka he must know that kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency iuye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona maborders, right? Kana chino declare mota inini ndikunzi you have to pay in foreign currency. But handi muri kuona kuti it's a means of correction if the foreign currency kubva kuvana ndi, but they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hanowo varume muri kuona pane nyika haina kana foreign currency. Saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs vachibvunza muvanhu, just because nyika itongwe nemunhu one. tine maonero akasiyana siyana vanofanonga vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese toto and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti orait pabuda at least about 3/4 yeZimbabwe kutova zvakadi. So what can we do? I'd like to say mtuti nuve izi ndiye anongopropoza and then namunangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwara.
And makatarira nyika dzafana we are in Botswana. Botswana inoti ino depend on diamond. But hapana magetsi ari kudzimwa.
Akaudzwa ra, akaudzwa. Thank you so much, Thomas, ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Danki ntate.
Danki, danki papa. Right, Zurukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angariparu Nare. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Ho makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, Andotanga Kunava Magetsi. Vama Getsi, mchiripo paru nare rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence is in my opinion, you know, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No longer no solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of challenges I eat my workers last week. Ekutile my workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payment in the US. So by that the government goes in a US, yaga payango in dofu but those kalakata to see the or at US national research under Zimbabwe so that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salary paid in US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, could it be to run no gain a confidence? Maguti has a good job and not to work, but that only to take end away to your son. Not I in houses and Yaman, but I don't know what you teach.
I was
and the only decision is sustainable. In the solution, I don't like it. You are following research, yes, I challenge you.
Aye, regai ndikubatei pamuromo. Pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, pasara 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power over my gates, mkana oktu wa varo muchirongwa. Hansi Zimbabwe is open for business. Imataura nyaye confidence. Vamnanga gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Zimbabwe is open for business. Imi ndimiwe business community wacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have yet contested elections, and this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally, because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy because there are hardships on the road.
Mkomachoto, vachamisa wakati hanzi shunjuka naka munyika 2 weeks to gono gadziri sa chunuchi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongo wa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Perfect. Have a good night. Todo zokera kuna Mama Getsi. Mama Getsi, 2 minutes zasara mchirongwa. Manzo wa zwataru wanawa Choto. Peta mchirongwa mkomu.
I agree with Zashtera na Mkoma Choto. Kuti the government yaka force no mouse in a situation is that ya be ready for that. I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic normalcy. Because normalcy of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is normal, we achieve normalcy, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. Some of the things they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or na?
Nah.
I want to know that.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it was Kujara before this SIE 142 of 2019. Zimbabwe, I'm going to the Papa Index of ease of doing business country. Zimbabwe is at the bottom. It's another process that the investor has to go through. And my investors want to use their questions both time is money. Zimbabwe chases away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizwakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more Pachirongwa. But Nguwa Ndiya Jikanana Tinotenda Zukuru Nekupina Pachirongwa.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo pasara 1 minute mchirongwa chinobhururuka chinomhara. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Tatina vatendai Choto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina zvakare vatatenda Magetsi, ndivo ka co-founder wesangano. He's a co-founder wenhlanganiso Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo. Sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemari haida kunyanya kudzidza, hanzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism that government should take more time to introduce money. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile. Zulu kandaba ndatenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye bye.